The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. AM 560, The Answer.
Price is wrong, Bob. In the meantime, who I'm going to have on now is one of the few people who gave me bad news, and I still love him. Randy Donnelly at Donnelly Auctions. Are you sure Chief Lowballs isn't worth like $7
million? You never know. Sean, how are you doing, buddy?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, I think of you often, and I love the fact that you support the show and you provide a really an incredibly valuable outlet for people who are drowning in Bidenomics and feudalism, because there is an upside to the collapse of our dollar and the buying power and inflation. Items they have laying around might be worth a lot of money and help bail them out of the cost of allowing a bad political policy. I love that. But I love the fact that you constantly come up with new ideas. In fact, you've got one right now, don't you?
Well, you know, Sean, our auctions are doing extremely well for people. You know, and the service that you do, letting people know, you know, about us and what's going on. I was just in Wakanda this weekend, and a lady is consigning a bunch of cars with us. Her name is Diane. I say hi to her right now because she listens to you religiously every day. She said, I wait until 4 o'clock. It just makes my day. And Sean, what you do for everybody is just incredible.
Oh,
and
I appreciate
we're glad
that.
We're glad to be part of it.
Yeah, because we're really in a way we're partners in the fight against the kind of nonsense that destroys the quality of life. And you know, I was thinking about, I go back and forth on closing the store, and you even provide something that allows people who have stores that are closing, you give them a way to sell fixtures that they might have just left behind or thrown in a dumpster. And that's why it's really important, because these old stores, like my grandfather's shop, he had a unique business where he sold auto parts, but he kept a lot of old auto parts. And at the time that he passed away, and my uncle died shortly thereafter of cancer, we didn't know where to go. I had a generator for a Duesenberg. You know, it was all fell on the shoulders of his wife, my cousin. You know, I was working two jobs. But it's funny, when people don't have an outlet, they sometimes give away valuable items. And that's what I love about what you do. You give people an outlet to take advantage of things that people who have passed away collected, and they might not know is worth value. That's the beauty.
Well, you know, that happens just so often, especially, unfortunately, for widows. You know, many times the prices that their husbands paid for stuff were hidden from them, and they really didn't know that that their husband maybe paid $1,000 for something. He might have said, hey, you got a better deal on it than that. And they don't know. So how do they, you know, get a fair, you know, price for their things other than selling it at auction? And we provide that service for them. We're very proud of it. And again, very proud of working
with you. Go ahead. You're hesitating to not embarrass me. I'm not embarrassed by my mistake. It was a mistake. I thought the license plate was worth 10 grand. You sold it for 30. Tell the story. Go ahead. Embarrass me.
Well, you know, I embarrass myself because I really didn't think the license plate could possibly be worth that kind of money. It's my brother who did the research on it. We have a complete research team here. We don't take anything for granted or by chance. We research everything. And he kept telling me, Randy, this is a good license plate. And I said, Mike, you're dreaming. And sure as heck, the research fared out. It sold for over $30,000. And because of that and your show, guess what? We've got another number one license plate, very early rare one from the city of St. Louis, and two more number ones from the teens from the state of Illinois coming up in our next license plate auction. Again, all because people listen to your show and they call us.
Oh, that means the world to me. Now, you have something opening up, and another thing you can embarrass me about. I was sending people to your, really, it's a museum where you can buy things, but the auction house, and you're not open all the time to the general public. So you have something coming up this weekend, don't you?
You bet. This weekend, I mean, starts Thursday already, all 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This weekend, anybody can come out. They can actually come out on Wednesday as a viewing day, too. But this whole week is just probably my best sale ever. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible with antique automobiles and motorcycles, slot machines, jukeboxes. I mean, it's just packed full of great items. There's neon signs. There's beer signs. I mean, anything and everything that you could possibly want for a man cave or a she shed. And again, Sean, it's all the things that we've been asking people for on your show. They listen to your show and say all the time, you know, I heard you on the Sean Thompson show. I need to sell my stuff. I had no idea how to get rid of all this. And they're, again, so happy when they call.
So two items I'm curious about, just out of my own self-interest. The Luger, did you sell it?
Oh, yeah. Gone.
Son of a gun. Eldorado Baritz convertible circa 1975 drop top, bad to the bone. Did you get rid of it?
Yep, all gone.
Son of a gun.
I auctioned. So, but here's a car for you. We've got a Capone style 1921 Cadillac, one of only two made. It's just an incredible big old sedan from the 19 roaring 20s, totally restored. It's going to be for sale here this weekend with all kinds of great cars. We've got a 69 Firebird. We've got old pickup trucks and even some old fire vehicles that were made into emergency vehicles for food service. We've got just all kinds of goodies in this auction.
My grandmother had a cousin who beat the hell out of El Capone's brother. I mean, beat the hell out of him. And then they told the whole family that he died coming back from a dance on Suicide Corner, which really didn't happen. He got killed by the Capone brothers. So, yeah, it's a very interesting story. But we have a question for the listener. Madam Alexander Dahl and Norman Rockwell, what is it called? Stug? Oh. Do you take Norman Rockwell? Are you interested in Norman Rockwell stuff? I can't imagine there's a big draw for Norman Rockwell anymore.
Unfortunately, the only Norman Rockwell items that really do well are the originals. I mean, original paintings. But the collector items, collector plates and series like that, unfortunately, the invention of the computer proved that none of the collectibles are rare. And unfortunately, items like Hummels, Norman Rockwell collectors, Franklin Mint and everything, for our purposes at auction, we just can't sell them. It just doesn't go. Antiques.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like. You give the bad news. You give the good news and the bad news. That's the kind of knowledge. Five decades of doing this. And it's funny because you did other stuff, too. And that's probably why your auction house is a museum. I love it. I absolutely love it.
It truly is. And like I say, this weekend, if anybody really wants to see a great, great auction, they can come out 4 days of auctioning. Pinball machines galore. We must have 50 restored pinball machines. So again, just all kinds of good, fun stuff.
I used to have to run to the grill to get my uncle off the pinball machine back when you could bet on it. I still remember that. But that being said, he's gone. But I love the fact that the pinball machines are making a comeback. And, you know, I was also reading that California is selling record number of guns because of the fear of the cartels turning California into Mexico. How are gun sales in Illinois? Because you are a state and federal licensed arms dealer. I'm curious, are people worried that they will be used as excuses to have the Gestapo come in and take their items? Or are they acquiring more? What do you see happening?
Well, sadly, in Illinois, people feel exactly that way. Illinois is kind of a tough state on firearms, and people are very much afraid, of having their guns taken away from them here. But, you know, gun sales here, again, at auction, couldn't be better right now. So if you have a collection of guns, if you've inherited guns or anything and need to sell them, now is the time because, as you just said, people are buying, and we're selling all over the United States. We're online. And we're selling everywhere to states that are more gun-friendly. And people, yes, are buying, stocking up, and paying huge money. Now's the time. If you've got guns for sale, give us a call.
Did you get rid of the cannon? You still got the cannon? I want the cannon.
No, but we're always looking for more. I say all right. this all the time. Municipalities that are getting rid of tanks and cannons and,
yeah,
and even jet aircraft or anything out of parks, we're the people to call.
You should see it down here, Randy. You should see it. They go in the store, they buy it. It's insanity. They're flying off the shelf. It's incredible. It's like pizza in Pritzker's neighborhood. You can't keep it warm. But listen, I appreciate, Randy, you and the support, but more importantly, that you give people an option to get a highest price for their items that they might not know is valuable. Randy Donnelly, give the phone number, 815. I don't want you to do it. Go ahead.
815-923-7000 or go to DonnellyAuctions.com and we're online. You can take everything from there. Donnelly Auctions, spelled D-O-N-L-E-Y, auctions with an S.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Oh, me too. Thank you, Sean. Bye now.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.